This is WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. When it was heard for the first time on Christmas Day in 1723, Bach's Magnificat made it clear to the people of Leipzig that 6 months earlier, they had hired a genius. It wasn't just that he could provide music for church services each week. He could provide expressions of faith that remain to this day utterly breathtaking. Now, Artistic Director Harry Christophers leads the Handel and Haydn Society Period Instrument Orchestra and Chorus in an entire program of Bach's music at Symphony Hall in Boston, culminating in this masterpiece. It's all coming up on WCRB in Concert. One of the truly remarkable celebrations in recent years here in Boston has nothing to do with trophies, stadiums and ballparks, or duck boat parades, though that might not have been such a bad idea. It was the bicentennial of the Handel and Haydn Society in 2015. For the last 7 of those 200 years, conductor Harry Christophers has led H&H, and to begin his 8th season, he put together a program built on a composer whose works form a cornerstone for all Western art music, Bach. I'm Brian McCreath at WCRB, and this Handel and Haydn Society program begins with one of the composer's motets, Come Jesus Come. Then a concerto features 3 members of the violin section, Aislinn Noske, Christina Day Martinson, and Susanna Ogata. And the first half ends with the cantata 149, inspired by the battle between the Archangel Michael and Satan from the Book of Revelation. The second half of the concert begins with a very short cantata number 50, followed by the only piece on the program not by Bach, Heinrich Schütz's Lord, Now Let Your Servant Depart. And the concert concludes with Magnificat, the brilliant piece based on what's known as the Song of Mary. Come, Jesus, Come is one of Bach's 6 surviving funeral motets. And according to Harry Christophers, it's also the most delicate. Beyond that, while it was written for a funeral, it's not a dark, one-dimensional piece. In fact, far from it.
It's clearly a piece, in my mind, where Bach accepts death, but he also sees the hope in it. And there's a definite feeling for me in the plaintive nature of I yearn, you know, the way he paints. When you see it on the page with bar lines, it's not a first beat of the bar pulse. So many times the word stress is going to the second beat. Come, Jesu, come. It's a motet of great yearning, and as I said before, one of immense hope. The final chorale is so beautiful, and there's so much in it, and it just raises our hopes at the end. And, you know, what I'm so pleased at the way the chorus have done this is that, you know, they really are singing the words, they're singing the text, they're believing it, and they're making it live through music.
That's Harry Christophers, the artistic director of the Handel and Haydn Society, and you can hear much more from this conversation on WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question. Just subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast app, or visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. And now, here is Harry Christophers coming on stage at Symphony Hall to begin this Handel and Haydn Society program with Bach's Come Jesus Come in concert on WCRB. motet entitled Come, Jesus, Come by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed in concert at Symphony Hall by the Handel and Haydn Society and artistic director Harry Christophers. In many cases, this piece is performed a cappella with no instruments. But when I talked with Harry Christophers, he mentioned that the size of Symphony Hall, which is much larger than the churches Bach had in mind when he wrote the music, really lends itself to the added textures and colors of the instruments as they accompany the voices of the choir. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. It's an all Bach concert, or almost all Bach. We'll get to that later on. H&H returns to Bach later this month with its annual Bach Christmas program at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. This year, the concert is led by Ian Watson and features part of Bach's Christmas Oratorio, a cantata for Advent, and a setting of the German translation of the Song of Mary, or, as we'll hear it later in this concert, in Bach's much more well-known setting, the Magnificat. For more information about that concert and the entire H&H season, visit the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. As for the Bach concert you're hearing right now, the program continues with a concerto for three violins. It's one of those pieces that reinforces the idea that musicology can lead directly to dazzling performances. The original music for this piece is, barring some kind of miracle discovery, lost to history. But musicologists have figured out that when Bach wrote a concerto for three harpsichords to play at his Friday night coffeehouse concerts in Leipzig, what he was really doing was revising an earlier piece he had written for violins. So scholars and performers, in this particular case including H&H concertmaster Aislinn Noski, have reconstructed that original. And now, Aislinn Noski is coming on stage along with her colleagues Christina Day Martinson and Susanna Ogata to continue this Handel and Haydn Society program at Symphony Hall with Bach's Concerto for Three Violins in Concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
three great players who make music together all the time, but now doing that at the front of the stage at Symphony Hall as soloists in a concerto for three violins by J.S. Bach. Aislinn Noski, Christina Day Martinson, and Susanna Ogata were the soloists with the Period Instrument Orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society. Aislinn Noski led that performance from the first soloist position, and it was true chamber music as she walked around the front of the ensemble during the performance, making eye contact with different players, smiling here and there. She came to H&H as concertmaster in 2011, and later this season, in February, she'll direct an H&H program of Italian Baroque music by composers like Vivaldi and Locatelli at Jordan Hall. Christina Day Martinson is the associate concertmaster of the Handel and Haydn Society, and she's also the concertmaster of Boston Baroque. And assistant concertmaster Susanna Ogata has released the first two of four CDs of Beethoven sonatas for violin and forte piano on the Coro label, recorded with H&H associate conductor Ian Watson. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. And this concert continues with Bach's Cantata 149, Songs Are Sung with Joy of Victory. It uses the story of St. Michael's triumph over Satan to express a combination of praise for the divine and the hope of a believer for protection and, eventually, unification with the divine in the afterlife. The chorus opens the piece with the words, "Songs are sung with joy of victory in the tents of the virtuous. The right hand of the Lord wins the victory," all reinforced by trumpets and drums. And a bass soloist follows that with a more specific recollection of the victory over Satan. At that point, the perspective turns more personal as the mezzo-soprano sings, "I am not afraid of 1,000 enemies, since God's angels are encamped around me," a confidence echoed by the soprano soloist, who sings that God's angels never retreat, they're with me everywhere. That confidence leads to an expression of hope that those angels will eventually lead the believer to heaven, sung through a duet for mezzo-soprano and tenor. That hope is confirmed by the community voice of the choir in the final movement, which begins as a quiet chorale. But ever so gradually, it grows and ascends. And in the very last bars, those trumpets and drums return for just a few notes to end the piece with a confirmation of the believer's faith. The soloists for this performance are all members of the Handel and Haydn Society Chorus, including soprano Margot Rood, mezzo-soprano Catherine Hedberg, tenor Jonas Boudris, and baritone David McFerrin. And now, coming back on stage at Symphony Hall is Harry Christophers to lead the Handel and Haydn Society in Bach's Cantata 149, Songs Are Sung with Joy of Victory, in concert on WCRB.
Singing, 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 singing Stärke sei gesungen, Gott dem Lamme das bezwungen und den Satanas verjagt. Kraft und Stärke, Kraft und Stärke, Kraft und Stärke sei gesungen Gott dem Lamm, das bezwungen und den Satanas verjagt, der uns Tag und Nacht verklagt, der uns Tag und Nacht verklagt. Sieg ist auf die Frommen durch des Lammes Blut gekommen. Ehr und Sieg ist auf die Frommen durch des Lammes Blut gekommen. Ehr und Sieg, Ehr und Sieg ist auf die Frommen durch des Lammes Blut gekommen. Ehr und Sieg ist auf die Frommen durch des Lammes Blut gekommen, durch des Lammes Blut gekommen. Ehr und Sieg ist auf die Frommen durch des Lammes Blut gekommen.
ich mein sündlich tun bereue, dass sich mein Engel drüber freue, damit mich an meinem Sterbetage in deinen Schoß zum Himmel trage.
Thank you.
With a hope for eternal life in heaven, Bach's Cantata 149 comes to a close, performed in concert at Symphony Hall in Boston during the season opening program of the Handel and Haydn Society, led by artistic director Harry Christophers. The soloists in this performance, all members of the H&H chorus, included soprano Margot Rood, mezzo-soprano Catherine Hedberg, tenor Jonas Boudris, and baritone David McFerrin. When I asked Harry Christophers why he chose this cantata for this program, he said, first of all, it's almost never performed. And beyond that, it's such a clear expression of good over evil. Then, he said, if you've already got the trumpets and drums on hand to play Magnificat, why not find another great Bach piece to use them in? And yes, this program will continue with Magnificat, one of Bach's great masterpieces. It's coming up on WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society.